The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Wire, 95BFM's news and current affairs show. We always appreciate your texts. Let us know what you think of our pieces today. Text in on 5395. New research findings from PriceSpy have shown fake sales are on the rise in Aotearoa. With Black Friday happening this week, I asked Consumer New Zealand Communications and Campaigns Manager Jess Walker about what consumers should look out for to ensure that they are really getting a good deal. Here is that interview. What types of misleading sales should consumers be aware of this Black Friday?
So the most important thing that shoppers need to do to protect themselves from fake sales or dodgy discounts is to establish the actual value of a product that they're looking to buy in this or any sale. And the way to do that is to use an independent tool or something like PriceSpy, PriceMe. Type in the product that it is that you're looking for, and then you can see the sale or the actual selling price, should I say, of that product up and down the country at different stores. But also you can track the price of the product over time, and that will give you a good indication of whether the offer is a genuinely good special or not.
So are most of these fake or misleading sales that we're seeing prices that aren't really in actuality a good deal compared to other prices on the market for that same product?
I think that's right. So the risk is that people just see the sale sign, see a percentage discount, and obviously assume is probably the wrong word, because if you're being told that that's the price, then of course you're going to believe it. So I think as consumers, we've kind of got some responsibility to make sure that we're not being duped. And there will be genuine offers to be had. We don't want to put people off shopping this Black Friday, but what we really want is for people to be making good decisions, well-informed decisions, and not falling for some of these marketing tactics where you might believe the saving is actually better than you're making.
How prominent are these fake or misleading sales in New Zealand?
Well, that's really hard to know, and something that we've been doing in the lead-up to Black Friday is we've been monitoring the price of popular products. I think we're looking at 10 popular products across four different stores, and we've been monitoring those prices for about 4 weeks now. And what we're seeing is a lot of these prices are fluctuating week in, week out anyway. And that's why it's hard to determine what a product's usual selling price is, because the prices go up and down all the time. So on Black Friday, we will be checking the price of all those items and going out with our findings. You know, are there some amazing deals to be had? Actually, were these products cheaper 2 weeks ago anyway? Is it likely that the prices will go down in the next few weeks? So that will really give us a good indication of whether Black Friday is a genuine opportunity to make a saving in their sales this week.
What legal obligations do businesses have when it comes to their sales and promotions?
So a sale has to be a genuine opportunity to make a saving for a limited period of time. So there should be an end date on it so that you know how long this offer does stand for. But having said that, it's really important that businesses take their obligations under the Consumer Guarantees Act and the Fair Trading Act seriously. And under the Fair Trading Act, it's not okay for a retailer to make misleading statements or to be deceptive with their pricing. So it's in the retailer's best interest to be transparent about what the price of a product is, what it usually sells for, what the saving is, how long the product is on sale for, and having this really prominent so you're not having to look at small print and, you know, so that you don't have to do lots and lots of digging to determine how good a sale is. And, you know, there have been instances, I think it was this year, Strand bags were fined hundreds of thousands of dollars for having misleading sales and getting people in with deals that look too good to be true when in fact they weren't sales at all. So, you know, it's something that retailers do need to take seriously.
How does the level of interest in Black Friday from consumers compare to that of a few years ago?
It seems to be unavoidable, doesn't it? And every year it looks like it's getting bigger and bigger. And I think PriceSpy's own research found that there was an increasing number of New Zealanders looking to spend this Black Friday and actually spend more this Black Friday. And that's probably for a whole host of reasons. You know, the cost of living crisis, the fact that we're probably more determined than ever to bag a bargain because the price of everything is going up. And so we know that the appetite is there to spend this week. But that's why it's really important that people are making genuine savings and not being hoodwinked by marketing tactics.
That was Consumer NZ Communications and Campaigns Manager Jessica Walker on looking out for misleading sales this Black Friday.